and be back in just a moment. I want you all to know that the situation in Korea is highly critical today.
Yes.
In terms of the political situation, will Christianity survive? Will freedom survive at all in South Korea? I'm not talking North Korea. I'm talking South Korea. We're going to discuss that next on the Generations broadcast with Pastor Daniel Chung. Be back in a second. We are back on the Generations Radio broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you. And friends, we talk all the time about the difficulty we have in America with the massive walking away from the faith, the retrograde that is going on amongst the millennial generation. And certainly the fact that Christianity, the Christian church, is bleeding badly in the Western world is affecting South Korea as well. South Korea being one of the strongest bastions of the Christian faith over the last 100 years, especially since the 1907 revival at Pyongyang, one of the most important revivals in modern history. But 100 years later, now it's almost 100 years, well, 110 years later, things have changed dramatically in Korea. Pastor Daniel Chung with me today in studio, and he just told me off air that just, 10 years ago, some 300 students in his Christ University Christian group, now that number is down to 50. There is a massive bleeding going on in the Christian church. Somebody else told me something like 80 to 90% of Christian young people raised in homes and Christian churches in Korea are leaving the Christian church even as we speak. So the problem is desperate in South Korea right now, which means that Christian discipleship, the raising of our children by parents who care to raise their kids in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, absolutely critical. It's time now, I think, to call out for the Holy Spirit to come and to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children to the fathers, in order that our children will prophesy, as mentioned in Jude and Acts 2 and so forth and so on. There needs to be something of a restoration of the Christian faith, of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit of God in the present century. And friends, we're in trouble here in America, and they are in trouble, perhaps even more trouble than we are in South Korea. The church is not doing very well in South Korea right now. Is that the way you see it, Daniel?
Yes. Now
Marxist ideology is expanding in colleges and universities throughout South Korea by influence from North Korea, but also just simply by influence from the humanist ideology that's so strong in the universities and the K-12 schools. Communism is on the rise in South Korea, and this is far more advanced, far more frightening and imminent than what we see happening in the United States. Thankfully, to some extent, socialism has been set on its heels for a few years here in America, although it does march on, and the government spending to GDP has grown significantly here as well. But in South Korea, you have a horrible situation with the present president. Some 3 million Koreans protested just a few weeks ago at the capital of South Korea in Seoul. And so tell us a little bit about what's going on. You think that communism is on the rise and South Korea could very well turn into another North Korea.
Yes. Right now is our own.
President Moon.
Yes.
And President Moon, you say, is a communist, perhaps the most leftist of anybody in the history of South Korea. Is that true?
Yeah. Another is independence from Japan. And then we are first founding fathers, Dr. Lee, President Lee.
And Dr. Lee, President Lee, you told me off air also, a born-again Christian, you believe?
Yes, sincere.
Sincere Christian.
Yeah, since he graduated in Princeton. Is that Dr. Wilson, he was Wilson's student. So he got a gospel from a missionary from U.S.
Okay,
and that time is he born again in prison.
Right. So Dr. Moon was in prison as a young man.
No, Moon is Lee.
I'm sorry, Dr. Lee. Right.
Yes.
Dr. Lee was in prison as a young man.
Yes.
And for some political reason, he was in prison.
Yeah.
And at that time, a Christian missionary preached the gospel to him. He received it.
Yes.
And he became a sincere Christian.
Yeah. And then he is converted. And then he stayed in prison. The time is he converted from from secular to Jesus Christ, and then he a lot of he received many Christian journals from a missionary. Mm-hmm. He led many journals, and then he got us a Christian perspective, mm-hmm. and then he knew about communist.
And so, these are the roots of South Korea. I don't know if many of our listening audience understand that the roots of South Korea begin after the after World War II.
Yes,
and this president served as president of Korea and South Korea from 1945 roughly to 1960. So for some 15 years, he really became the Christian roots of the modern nation of, yes, South Korea. So you have something of a Christian heritage, something like what we have. We have George Washington,
yes,
Patrick Henry, Samuel, mm-hmm, Adams. We have some Christians, yes, in our background too. Mm-hmm. And we're happy for that because, mm-hmm, those roots give us something of a Christian heritage, and God's blessing visits our nation,
yes,
for 200 years because of them.
Mm-hmm.
So God has blessed your nation. There's,
yes,
no question about it. You're,
mm-hmm,
one of the most prosperous nations, mm-hmm, in the world,
mm-hmm,
thanks to your Christian roots,
yes,
much like our nation is.
Yeah.
However, just like we are, mm-hmm, doing, your nation is abandoning,
mm-hmm,
any semblance of the Christian faith. They're just walking away from the Christian faith. They're, mm-hmm, denying Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're not teaching Christ in the public schools.
Yes.
They're teaching evolution in the public,
yes,
schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they're teaching Marxism and communism,
mm-hmm,
in the high schools,
yeah,
high and school, the colleges,
yeah,
across,
some,
South Korea.
Yeah.
They are aggressively,
mm-hmm,
teaching communism. They want to turn South,
mm-hmm,
Korea,
yeah,
into a communist nation now.
Yes. Private wars underground. Club, they made some club, and then now is teachers unions. They are disciplined by, you know, communist, and then they make some group, and then they now graduate in university, they become a, you know, mass media or and is a governor and. Yeah, mm-hmm, quotes,
mm-hmm,
some, and each part of our governors or all aspect of social part, they are, yeah, now is they got us authority and power,
mm-hmm,
and then now is our country is a turn left.
Mm-hmm. So the communists have control of your media. The, mm-hmm, communists now have control of your politics. The communists have control of your schools,
yes,
your teacher unions,
mm-hmm,
and your teacher unions are communist,
mm-hmm,
generally.
Yes.
And they also are in unity or seeking unity with North Korea. Is that,
yes,
is that correct? The teachers,
yes,
unions are aligning themselves with North Korea?
Yes. And then especially one, for example, is teachers unions said to children, in Korean War, that time is South Korea invaded to North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a liar. It's,
mm-hmm,
not correct.
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's North Korea invaded, mm-hmm, South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they totally, yeah.
So they're reconstructing history.
Yes.
We understand how that works.
Yes.
It works here,
yeah,
the same as it,
mm-hmm,
works everywhere, as satanic forces seem to gain control,
mm-hmm,
over education. Now, if you were the evil one and you were an evil conspirator, the first thing you would do to co-opt the nation would,
mm-hmm,
be what? To take control of the K-12,
yes,
schools and the universities.
Yes.
And that's precisely what has happened in America. The liberal to conservative ratio of professors in universities across America has,
mm-hmm,
has increased from 2-1 to about 20-1 in just the last 25 years. So,
mm-hmm,
America's universities have been massively liberalized.
Mm-hmm.
We have far more socialists and communists serving as professors of our major universities today than were serving back in 1990. So the same thing has happened,
mm-hmm,
in South Korea. They're going after the best nations in the world, the most God-blessed nations in the,
yes,
world that had something of a rich Christian heritage. That's precisely what's going on in South Korea now. And so far, they've been successful at legalizing abortion. And almost every nation in the world has legalized abortion.
Yes.
But South Korea being one of the very last nations to outright legalize abortion. I think that just happened this year, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Either this year or last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah,
the nation, this year,
mm-hmm,
the nation has legalized abortion. They're also imposing very high taxes. This,
mm-hmm,
is like Venezuela.
Yes.
So, yeah, so President Moon is turning, mm-hmm, South Korea into Venezuela.
Like,
and that,
yeah,
was a disaster.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
So what's going to happen with homeschooling in this next election? So you're having an election in 2020, just like us.
Yes.
What's going to happen in the 2020 election, and what kind of impact will that have on the future of Christianity, the Christian faith, Christian families, and Christian homeschooling in South Korea, do you think?
Yes, Freedom Party, but this freedom is not from God. It's just the socialized freedom. Republic Party is more left, right side. Freedom Party is more the left side. Now is this governor's left side. Yes, neo-Marxist. They are now, they want to change our constitution. They accept freedom in constitution. The time we can lost our freedom of speaking or freedom of
conscience,
and then freedom of religion.
Right. So you think you're right on the edge of losing the freedom to speak, the freedom of religion, and the freedom to suppress, the freedom to homeschool.
Yes. Yeah. It's when we lost the freedom, that time we couldn't teach our children by a biblical perspective. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now is our governors, they want to join with the North Korea, like a federal union with the North Korea. So now it's very difficult. Our governors, they want to close relationship with China and North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're at a very, very critical stage in the history of South Korea right now.
Yeah.
How is the church responding to this? Is the church waking up and realizing that the future of the nation is at stake?
Yes. Right now, pastor, Christian leaders, we recognized this situation. So now it's a strong, we protest this governor is about in the end of week in Saturday, regularly Saturday.
Yes, on
Saturdays. We have a meeting about 200 or 300 millions on 12 so, million.
Okay, yeah. So 3 million people came down to the Capitol,
Capitol
to protest.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many pastors? You said the pastors are aware of this. Pastors are getting more active. How many pastors do you think are coordinating their forces and beginning to push on this?
Yeah, now about 10 or 15,000.
10 to 15,000 pastors.
Yeah, pastor, yeah.
Are involved.
Yeah, involved
there. in fighting for the future of Korea, the freedom to worship, the freedom to raise our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Yes.
So thankfully, they're waking up. So you think this is something of a wake-up call for South Korea?
Yes. Now it's in, it's like White House in Korea, Blue House.
Oh, you've got the Blue House.
Blue House in front of Blue House. Is many, about 1 or 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. They stay in day and night.
Oh, and so 24-hour day prayer is going on right now.
Yeah.
Friends, 24-hour-a-day prayer, 7/24s, 1,000 people are in front of the Blue House in South Korea appealing to God for his mercy upon the nation. Isn't that something? I don't think we've ever seen that in the history of this country. So we see something of a faith that's still alive and well in South Korea. That's encouraging, similar to what's going on in Hong Kong as well.
Yes.
As they gather around the various airports and government buildings and sing the song, Sing Hallelujah, Hallelujah. To the Lord.
Yes.
Do they sing hymns?
Yes.
They do sing hymns and choruses.
Yes.
Yeah. As 1,000 people are day and night praying in front of the Blue House around the Capitol in South Korea, my friends, we're going to expect a miracle here. We need a miracle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially, America's very strong relationship with South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's we pray for North Korea's very close relation with China and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea is already. We are in a close relation with the U.S. and Japan.
That's right.
Yeah, this relation is just value very important.
Yes.
Where is freedom from God,
mm-hmm.
very important. So we now, next year's April, we have election for vote for Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that time is we must win.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So next year, the 2020 elections mm-hmm. in South Korea, absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
A congressional election coming up, and we in America need to be in mm-hmm. prayer for our brothers and sisters in South Korea, and do what we can to encourage the nation of South Korea to take the right track towards freedom and liberty instead of destroying their nation by a communist ideology, a communist economy, and a godless form of education that will inevitably destroy the nation.
Yes.
Well, we need to be in prayer for South Korea.
Yes,
so I think that's the message.
Thank you so much.
That's the message today on this edition.